Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Well, there's a shop. It's on Park, 5035 Park Avenue. It's called The Frame Corner. You walk in there, and whatever it is, whether it's your kid's jersey, last high school game, or whether it's diploma, or whether it's senior pictures, or whether it's whatever it is, for Dan Barron, who used to work at this radio station, it was some pictures of fish with the actual flies that are used to catch fish. And you bring them in there and you say, can you make this look beautiful? And they say, of course we can. That's what we do. We make things, we frame things and make them look beautiful. We frame memories. We preserve memories. And nobody does it better than Frame Corner. It's why the University of Memphis took their jerseys for Senior Day into the Frame Corner and said, make these look spectacular. And they did. It's the Frame Corner, Frame Corner Memphis, 5035 Park Avenue, framecornermemphis.com. Chris Harrington, when we return, Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Bet the NBA with a no-sweat same-game parlay from FanDuel every Thursday night with TNT Thursdays. Doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or if you've already got an account. You'll get bonus bets back if your same-game parlay doesn't win on any NBA on TNT game. Nice little way to add some spice, a little fun to your Thursday night TNT viewing. NBA same-game parlays, the perfect way to combine your bets for a chance to score a bigger payday. Like to say, turn a couple dollars into a tank of gas, or you pros can go for more, however you want to play, though. Just head over to FanDuel.com/JSmith to bet the NBA again with a no-sweat same-game parlay with TNT Thursdays. That's FanDuel.com/JSmith. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NBA and of 92.9 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Minimum three-leg parlay required. Refund issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expires 7 days after receipt. Max refund $5. Unless otherwise specified. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
Ready to take your skills to the next level? Introducing the MoreTec Retrofit Installer Technician Class, also known as Weatherization Training, a comprehensive two-week training course designed to equip you with the knowledge and skills needed to excel in the weatherization industry. Learn to identify worker and client safety hazards and use proper personal protective equipment and safe work practices. Discover the fundamentals of building science and understand the house as a system, from air sealing measures to insulation and ground moisture barriers. You'll master the essentials of weatherization and gain expertise in duct inspections and learn to evaluate, remove, and reinstall windows and doors. Course material is curated from the best in the country. Don't miss out. The MoreTec Retrofit Installer Technician Class, held Monday through Thursday from 3:30 to 6:30 p.m. at 1200 Poplar Avenue. Secure your spot today for just $2,000. Take a step towards a brighter future. Call 901-726-1977 or visit moretech.edu. That's MOORETECH.edu.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-700-6898. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-700-6898. That's 800-700-6898. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-700-6898. 800-700-6898.
Wow, honey, have you seen the electric bill?
Yeah, it's out of control. But have you heard of Navien tankless water heaters?
Tankless? How does that even work?
Well, instead of constantly heating and storing water, it only heats water when we need it. So much more efficient than our giant tank heater.
That sounds great. Let's look into Navien.
Already on it.
Imagine all the hot water you need only when you need it. Bulky tanks are history. Navien high-efficiency tankless is the future. Compact, wall-hung units free up floor space, lower energy bills, longer life than tanks, and a 15-year warranty. Find out more at tanklessmadesimple.com.
At the Regional One Health Surgery Center, our focus is not only on healing, but getting you back to normal as quickly as possible. With expert surgeons and the latest technology, we offer the most advanced robotic and minimally invasive procedures. That means you get the most effective care with less time in the hospital and more time doing what you love. Regional One Health. Specializing in tomorrows.
Hey, Howie, what's going on at the Robert Irwin Jewelers Diamond Showroom on Perkins Extended this Saturday?
The 6-hour 60% off sale.
60% off? You mean up to 60% off?
No, let me clear this up. It's not up to. It is 60% off. Between the hours of 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. this Saturday, you could get 60% off anything that's in our showcases.
This Saturday only at Robert Irwin Jewelers in the Diamond Showroom on Perkins Extended.
It's a legit 60% off sale. Do not miss it.
Hi, this is Kathy Thurman Edwards, the State Farm agent on Brookhaven Circle. My team and I know how best to bundle your home and auto, your renters and auto. Call your 901 insurance agent, 767-7744. I'm not as cute as Jake, but I'm better looking than a lizard.
The Wing Guru, serving up 21 flavors of lip-smacking goodness. Whole wings, party wings, boneless wings, and more. Served just the way you like them and smothered in our award-winning sauces. Order online and pick up in the stores or stop in and stay a while. The Wing Guru.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, celebrating a legacy of sports as the flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers talk. Always live on the Odyssey app and on smart speakers. Say, play 92.9 ESPN. Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Let's do this Chris Harrington deal.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies, Memphis, and more. Presented by the Majestic Grill. Rediscover downtown dining. Chris Harrington on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That's I Can't Be Satisfied by Muddy Waters. Born on this day in 1913. I think that's a pretty good Marc Gasol song.
It's funny. I knew he was emotional and tortured and demanding of that. I was, even then, struck in the documentary by exactly how. What a pain in the ass he was to everyone. Did you have, I guess we had a sense of that?
Yeah. I mean, a growing sense. Certainly over time. Certainly, you know, I knew that of the four, he was the most difficult, you know, for coaches, for Lionel in particular. I mean, and for Fizdale, but that's a different story.
Right.
And he was very exacting. That's certainly true. The thing in the documentary about him, like, you know, getting mad in the locker room after they win the game at Brooklyn, that's a story I didn't know. But just the general thing about him, and just sort of that insistence on trying to do every little thing the right way. And I think it worked against him some, you know?
How?
I think he could have been a better player if he were and part of this is the era he came up a little bit. I think it took him too long to embrace the 3-point shot. And I think it took him too long to embrace being a primary scorer. And I think if you look at the way Nikola Jokic plays now, Nikola Jokic is an all-time player. I'm not saying Gasol right. would have been that. But he was sort of like an early rung on the ladder of what Jokic became. And if he had been more willing earlier on to be more aggressive with his own offense, a three-time All-Star could have been even better, I think. And that's partly him, that's partly the
right.
era.
You wonder how much of that's right. era, and it's also the presence of Z-Bo, that Z-Bo was supplying that role.
Right. But the idea of being the hub of the offense goes right. through this player. I think Gasol could have been even more of that than he was.
I've got this Marc Gasol Memphis-made album
yep.
that they're handing out to the first five. Let me just see here, make sure I have this correct. They're handing it to the first 5,000, a commemorative vinyl record. And on it, have you seen it?
I got a copy of it a couple days ago. Okay. I have not listened to it.
So have you listened to the Z-Bo one?
Yeah, I listened to it once. It's not like, you know, Fleetwood Mac's Rumors. You're going to pop it out and, like, you know, while you're doing dishes or whatever, listen to the Z-Bo record. But I played it once, and then I put it on the shelf. I'm glad to have it.
I have it on my shelf. I confess I haven't cracked it. It's so track one on this album is Gasol Career High 8 Blocks. What's the one highlight? What's the San Antonio? Like, what's the single most iconic Mark moment?
This is the thing. I've been asked this a lot. I did the Grizz Beat show for the Grizzlies yesterday, and I, you know, obviously I set for the documentary like you did.
Right.
And my cutting room floor thing from the documentary, like something he asked me that I said that he didn't use, because he kept asking me about, like, well, you know, what do you think of Marc Gasol? What are the big moments?
Right.
And my answer to him then, and the same thing I said on the Grizz Beat show yesterday, is that Mark is different for me from, like, Zach or Tony. Tony, you think of All Heart, Great Grind, right. soliloquy. And Zach, you think of him taking apart the Spurs in Game 6. You think of the, you know, blue-collar player, blue-collar you think of moments.
Right.
I don't think of, like, you know, I could say, like, you know, he hit the game winner in overtime against – that is it not what I think about with Marc Gasol. I think about, in terms of moments, I think about recurring moments, the repetitive, over and over again moments. I think of the stylistic ticks
right.
that he had, you know, the kissing the ball, the crossing yourself, the patting yourself on the butt,
right.
the way he would throw certain kinds of passes. Just, I think of the style and the expressiveness with which he played game after game, day after day, more than I think about, well, that great moment or that great play or that kind of stuff, you know?
I think that makes sense. For Tony... Tony was such a series.
Tony, you know, they're slapping the floor, and there's first team All NBA,
there's wandering through
the kids. It's all kinds of that kind of stuff.
Was it the Golden State game when he was on the ground? And
yeah, I think that was maybe game two that year.
Game two when they beat
Mike Conley's return game.
That's Mike Conley broken face game.
Yeah,
and with Mike, it's that game.
Definitely
with Mike, it's just that game.
Yeah,
Yeah.
No, whenever they do the Mike Conley movie, and the Tony Allen one I think is done, like in a vault somewhere, because I set for an interview for that one like 4 years ago. whenever they do the Mike, and who knows, maybe he'll play till he's 45. We may be waiting a long time.
Yeah.
They're going to do 30 minutes just on that game, you know, and that stretch of the broken face and all of that, you know.
So do you think we're going to get Tony, obviously his troubles next year?
No inside information on that. At all, but I assume it is a purely assumption.
Yes,
well, but it's a strong assumption. Yeah. To me, I'm not even questioning it. I just assume that's happening next season.
Yeah, you know? That'll be next year.
Yeah,
and it is interesting the order. Like, it's the order has been fashioned more by the
Tony was going to be second.
Tony was going to be second, and then he got sidelined. But in a way,
it makes sense. It works
the way that they're doing it works.
Yeah.
Z-Bo at his zenith was everything, whatever. And then you have Mark, who was really, these are the two greatest players, right?
Yep. Until John Morant gets there and he's on that trajectory. But for now, it's Zach Randolph and Marc Gasol.
Yeah. And then you've got the Clown Prince, who's also a hellacious defensive player.
Right, right, right.
And then Mike was still playing. We'll wrap it up. Classy, quiet Mike, yeah. You know? And so there you go. Well, I look forward to the event. Grizzlies win last night.
Yeah.
And Jaren looks spectacular again. But I still think the best news is Brandon Clark.
Yeah. No, it's those two, definitely. And Gigi had a good game, but it's really those two. And Jaren, man, Jaren started that game by lowering his shoulder and going right through Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Right.
And he finished the game by like hitting a fadeaway three with two people on him. But in the middle of the game, the third quarter, he devoured Brook Lopez. He ate Brook Lopez for dinner last night. And it was kind of interesting to watch when you think about, you know, this positionality stuff and how you're going to use them and who's the center and all this. That was a taste of, like, Jaren now with his handle.
Right.
You put a big lug, try to guard him.
Right.
Good luck. You know?
And Donovan Clingham would get in his way.
Well, there's that. But you got 48 minutes to play in a basketball game.
I understand that. But, yes, but there's other ways to win. He was terrific. And, I mean, I don't know. The Brandon Clark thing.
He looks great. He looks like nothing happened.
Looks like nothing happened.
Yep.
And in terms of, like, good things that have happened this year, I don't know how you want to rank Vince Williams, GG, now this.
Right.
But those are, and then I guess the expansion of Desmond Bane and Jaren's games.
Yeah, I mean, the GG thing, I think, is a big deal in a big, very big deal, maybe a bigger deal in a big picture sense of, right, like, oh, you got this guy coming up who, like, you know, there's all-star upside with this guy. There's not all-star upside with Vince Williams or Brandon Clark.
Right.
But in terms of next season and trying to win next season, I think the Clark, to pencil in the 20 minutes of good Brandon Clark every night, pretty much, and then I've seen enough to pencil in, like, 25, right, 30 maybe of, like, 3-and-D, like, Vince Williams winning play guy on the wing, I think it really says a lot. I mean, that could be your closing lineup next season. It wouldn't surprise me. I mean, Marcus Smart is Marcus Smart, but when I think of this team, if you give me this team and you start a new season and I'm down the stretch, I think I'm playing John Morant, right, Desmond Bane, Vince Williams, Brandon Clark, Jaren Jackson. I think that's how I'm closing games, you know?
We were talking earlier, continuing the discussion that we had yesterday, about expectations for this group over the next 5 years, expectations versus goals versus, like, whatever, like, what's reasonable. And in response to that, one of our listeners, Bobby, said two things. One is that he thinks, so far, I think it's fair to say this Grizz team has underachieved. Some of that is no fault of their own injuries. Some of it's very much their own fault, all the off-court drama. Next year is the most important year for this group, he says. So yeah. I push back on all of that. I don't think during the regular season they have not underachieved, and it's hard to even identify a playoff series that they necessarily should have won, right?
They arrived so quickly that they underachieved their seeding. This is true. They underachieved their seeding in the playoffs 2 years in a row. That's just a fact. It is my opinion that is more a commentary on regular season overachievement than postseason underachievement when you consider the age of the roster of those two seasons. That's my opinion. Just because
it's also true, though, that
you're not supposed to win 56 games when you're the youngest team in the league or whatever, which is what they did 2 years ago, you know?
But then it's also true that a lot of those regular season wins were accumulated with players who were not then available in the playoffs. Like,
well,
were they
last
supposed...
year in particular.
Yes, last year, although it's interesting, Jeffrey says...
Because of Brandon Clark and Steven Adams.
You're playing the Lakers without Brandon, and then the previous year you lost Ja.
Well, I think...
Dylan, who'd you lose? You lost Ja the previous year.
Yeah. I mean, I think they're probably going to lose that series anyway. But the other thing is who they lost to in the playoffs. They lost to lower seeds, but they lost to a Warriors team that had already won a title and was on their way to another one. A Lakers team whose core had already won a title and ended up going to the conference finals. I mean, I remember being in some conference room in a hotel in Los Angeles. We got some time with Taylor Jenkins, like, in L.A., and it was me and Drew and DeMichael Cole. And one of the questions I asked him was, like, you know, what's it feel like to, like, you know, look up, you got this young team, and you're this two seed or whatever, and you look up and you're playing Steph Curry in one playoff series, next year you're playing LeBron James, you know? But there are teams that are going to face that this year. That's the funny thing. You look at the West, you know, Oklahoma City and Minnesota are going to be top three seeds. They haven't done it. They haven't done it. They got young teams. They're going to look up in a playoff series and look across the court as the higher seed, and they're going to see LeBron James or Kevin Durant or Steph Curry or Luka Doncic, and it'll be like, oh, that team's got the better player. You know, that's going to happen.
I the second part of his is that next year. Now, of course, every year is the most important until it falls apart because of injuries.
I think the next two years are very important. Yes,
I guess Jeffrey raised this question. To the extent that anything will someday, let's say that they have a disappointing year next year. Like, does the Jaren stuff already, because then it's only 1 year left on his deal.
It's possible. I think you have to get a sense going into the last season of his contract, which is not next year, but the year after. You have to have a sense going into that year whether you think you're going to be able to re-sign him. The thing with Jaren is, more than likely, if he qualifies I got to go back and look and see how this works, but I think if he qualifies for a Supermax, which he is not to this point, if he's qualified for a Supermax, you may be able to just go ahead and sign that extension. But but short of that, you're not going to be able to extend him off his current contract because it's too low.
Right.
Unless you're capped at a certain percentage raise,
right,
and his contract is going to be so low, you're just not going to be able to do that. So unless he's Supermax eligible, I think Jaren's going to go into free agency, period. Well, just because you go into free agency doesn't mean you leave. You have a sense as a team. In fact, you may even have an agreement in place with him. You can't sign until he technically becomes a free agent. But I think you have to have a sense of what you think is going to happen. And then you have to weigh that against the value of the season you're entering, right? So if you're comfortable, we're going to re-sign Jaren, none of this matters.
Right.
If you have doubts about re-signing Jaren, that doesn't necessarily mean you trade Jaren. We go all in for the season and deal with it this summer. Yeah. You know, it's that kind of thing.
And by then, Gigi is going to be a star.
The big
right.
You know.
The other news yesterday was that John Morant is
leaving his agent.
He is parting ways.
There's no public reporting of a new agent. My understanding is there's some time lag between, for whatever legalistic reasons, between when you can leave one and sign with another. And so I assume he already knows who his next agent is going to be, and we'll just wait to find out.
Should we read anything? Do we care? Do we read anything into this?
I don't want to say, I'm wary of anyone declaring what this does or doesn't mean. So I don't want to sit here and pound the table and say this doesn't mean blank and sort of go against my own, you know, what I'm saying. I'm highly skeptical this has any relevance to the Memphis Grizzlies in the short term. It has relevance to John Morant, obviously, but I highly doubt. He's in the first year of a 5-year contract. You know, if a player changes agents on the eve of their free agency, that could tell you something. I seriously doubt. Again, I don't know, but I doubt this has any particular meaning to the Grizzlies.
Vince Carter is in the Hall of Fame. He was one, and then Jerry West goes in. I didn't realize that you go in again. He's already in, obviously, as a player. Now he's going in as a contributor.
Yeah. Memphis Music Hall of Fame does this. It's like Booker T. Jones is going into the Hall of Fame. Like, isn't he already there? But you separate fan versus individual.
I think it's
got to
be the Cesare Trubansky move that probably put him over the top.
Yeah. And that or the Troy Bell pick in the lottery.
That or the Troy Bell pick at 14, 13, wherever it was.
Yeah, 13.
Didn't they trade down?
It was 13. Yeah. It was a trade. They traded
two picks.
They traded up and down at the same time. They had picks. I'm going to make up numbers. They had like pick 16 and 24 or whatever, and they traded for pick like 13 and 28.
Yeah, exactly.
And then it was this accordion
thing.
Dante Jones at the later pick, and Troy Bell, who was a true bust.
And I think Kendrick Perkins was picked with one of the picks that they dealt.
That they moved. But in fairness, neither one of these people
wanted that. Go ahead.
Yes. Hubie was a fan of the Troy Bell, Dante Jones. He thought they
experienced college players.
He thought they fit his system, which they probably did, but if you're not good enough, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Vince Carter and Jerry West, even Jerry West post-player, they're not going in the Hall of Fame for what they did with the Memphis Grizzlies. But I will say with Jerry West, it's more a part of the story of Jerry West than with Vince Carter because – you know, Jerry West went on to do other stuff with teams after he left the Grizzlies, but it was more of a consultant kind of thing. He was not in charge of an organization after that. And so the last real, like, stroke of genius Jerry West move was hiring Hubie Brown because no one saw that coming. I don't think anyone else would have done it. And that was, like, a bold Jerry West move, and Hubie Brown wins Coach of the Year. So, that is the thing on his executive resume.
He was executive of the year that year, Jerry was.
So yeah, that it's more a part of the Jerry. It's sort of a cherry on top, but it's more a part of the Jerry West resume than the Vince Carter resume.
Do you know how many teams Vince Carter played for? It's incredible.
Toronto, New Jersey, Dallas, Memphis, and I'm sure I'm forgetting four others.
Yeah, it's eight.
Okay, I am forgetting four others.
I do not have it in front of me.
Did he play for Orlando, or is he just from Orlando? I can't even remember.
I don't know. Do you know who Malachi Flynn plays for?
I didn't until this morning. I mean, I know who Malachi Flynn is, and I know that he got traded. I mean, I know a lot about the NBA. I know who Malachi Flynn is. That puts me in the top 99.9 percentile.
You knew he was a first-round pick once upon a time?
Well, I knew he got traded this season from Toronto to New York. I missed, however, he moved from New York to Detroit after that. So I thought he still played for the Knicks.
Vince did play for Orlando.
All right.
So
I got five of them.
So who have we mentioned?
I mentioned Orlando, Dallas, New Jersey, Memphis, and Toronto.
Okay. I have no recollection of this one. I don't remember this. Played for the Suns.
Okay. Yeah.
I did remember this when I read it. Remember, he also played for the Kings. Remember when the Kings were just taking all the old Grizzlies?
I don't remember that.
So, 17, 18, and then he finished with the Hawks.
I do not remember the Hawks or the Kings. I do remember the Suns. I don't remember the Hawks or the Kings.
But as for Malachi Flynn, he was traded as part of the...
Isn't that Emmanuel Quickly?
He went from Toronto. Toronto had drafted him.
The OG Anunoby deal. Yeah.
The OG Anunoby. Toronto had drafted him like 28 or 29 or something like that. And
he was a throw-in in that trade with the Knicks, and then somehow he ended up in Detroit. I don't know.
Well, didn't the Knicks pick up
Maybe he was in that Bojan Bogdanovic deal.
Exactly. He was in the Bojan. That's exactly right.
Okay.
And he comes off the bench and scores 50.
50. Good for him.
Do you know who the previous... bench players to score 50?
I have vague memories. It's a Celtic. Did Todd Day do that?
No.
Maybe he didn't come off the bench.
Not only that, it's not even a Celtic.
Okay.
Nick Anderson scored 50.
Okay.
And Jamal Crawford scored 51.
Okay.
And those are the only other bench players who accomplished that task. And then we got the news. Jeffrey told us this as this segment began, that Julius Randle is done for the year with knee surgery.
Todd Day's career high was 41. I was wrong about that. The Knicks having lots of injury issues because OG Anunoby also. The aforementioned OG Anunoby.
Well, that's the point. I mean, I guess, you know, right? I mean, we talk about this all the time. It's you put together the team that you think can do some damage, and then you hope they're healthy.
Tony Delk did have a 53-point game, but I guess that was not.
But he wasn't a starter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, what was the ceiling of these Knicks? We don't really have much of a sense of it, but...
Yeah, in the East, it seems like, you know, it seems like just about anybody could show up in the conference finals against Boston or whatever. I mean, you know, Milwaukee, as we saw last night, they're missing guys, but, you know, that's not like some unbeatable juggernaut, you know?
Chris, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian. We've been talking to you about Leaders Credit Union. Leaders Credit Union exists, like credit unions do, for the benefit of its members. It's not just it's a financial institution that does all the things a financial institution does. Mortgages, car loans, checking accounts, savings account, except for every dollar they earn gets poured right back into better rates, better technology, better deals for its members. So right now, for example, you can get a 4.25% APY high-yield savings account. No minimums, no balance tiers, no restrictions, 4.25. Or you want an 11-month certificate, 4.75 APY from Leaders Credit Union. Just some of the deals that you can get. A lot of people come to Leaders for the first time because they're, whatever, a car loan or a mortgage or whatever it is. But if your bank is making you grumpy, and I understand why it meant, check out Leaders CU. That's Leaders and then the letters CU. LeadersCU.com/ESPN. All right, we're going to play Right in the Right Trivia. Jeffrey, what's the prize today?
Jeff, we got a fabulous triple prize today. We got a pair of club seats to the 901 Wrestling Show this weekend. That is courtesy of Kevin Cerrito. We also have four tickets to the World Championship Hot Wing Contest and Festival, April the 20th at River Garden Park downtown, as well as four tickets to go see the Smashing Pumpkins at Bank Plus Amphitheater. It's win them before you can buy them. They will go on sale tomorrow.
We will take caller number 3, 445-0929, 445-0929. You just got to be righter than right or play honorably, for God's sakes. You can win that fabulous prize collection. 445-0929 is the phone number, 445-0929. Back in a moment, Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Well, hello there. The Godfather, Jason and John.
Jason and John.
Oh, my God. So funny.
Straight out of White Station and the U of M to your speakers. Weekdays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Tigers, Grizzlies, Jason and John. 92.9 is my station.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Grizz Nation, join us this Saturday at 7 p.m. for a special Marc Gasol retirement night when your Grizzlies take on the Philadelphia 76ers. Arrive early. First 5,000 fans get a commemorative vinyl record, and be sure to stay post-game for the ceremony. Secure your tickets today by visiting grizzlies.com.
Mealtime will be a breeze this spring when you shop at Family Dollar. Start your day off with savings on breakfast staples such as Post cereals, 2 for $6. Plus, 10 to 12 count select K-Cup coffee brands on sale for only $6.50. Need lunch on the go? Grab some Bumblebee chicken or tuna salad cups, 3 for $5. With a side of Lay's chips, 2 for $6. Make dinner time easy. Pick up a Tony's pizza for only $3.95. Family Dollar, helping you do more.
Yep. Say goodbye to busted brackets. There's a lot of them because FanDuel lets you bet on every game of the tourney, and that's a good thing at this point. Whether you're betting on a big upset or a one seed, it's time to go dancing on America's number one sports book. Right now, new customers, you get $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. FanDuel's making it as easy as possible. Just win that first $5 bet. You'll unlock $200 to use on point spreads, money lines. You can even pick who's going to win it all. Much easier at this point of the tourney. Just visit FanDuel.com/J Smith and bet on college hoops until they cut down the nets. That's FanDuel.com/JSMITH. It's only on FanDuel Sportsbook, official sportsbook partner of 929 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
As Tennesseans, we all see and appreciate the abundant wildlife around us and the great fishing opportunities we have across our state, thanks to your Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency. I'm Don King, reminding you that none of this would have been possible without the support of hunters and anglers who have purchased licenses and paid the bills over the years. Don't forget to purchase your license this year. It's a great investment in Tennessee's wildlife future.
Hi, folks, the Chevy Sheriff with good news for car and truck buyers. The Sunrise Chevy Ranch has acres of new Chevys and GM certified in stock, ready for immediate delivery. A $6 million used car inventory and cars and trucks for every budget. And a lot specializing in cars and trucks under $99.95. If you've been turned down by another dealer, see us at Sunrise. We specialize in financing, and SunriseMemphis.com is home of guaranteed credit approval. Cars and trucks may not be free, but at least they're affordable to Sunrise. Together, let's drive to the Sunrise Chevy Ranch, 385 in Houston, Levy, and Collierville.
Robert Irwin Jewelers 6-hour 60% off sale is this Saturday from 10 to 4 only at the Diamond Showroom on Perkins Extended. Everything in the showcase is 60% off this Saturday, 10 to 4.
It's a legit 60% off sale. Do not miss it.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love with the free Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams with Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download the free Odyssey app today.
Good enough to
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
There's a lot going on in the world of sports. Major League Baseball, NBA, NHL, NCAA tournament. Right now over at FanDuel, new customers get $200 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. $200 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. Just got to go to FanDuel.com/Calkins, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, C-A-L-K-I-N-S. Win that first $5 bet, and $200 in bonus bets will pop into your account. FanDuel is, of course, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, present Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issues, non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. Before I bring in Kevin Cerrito, we do have breaking news, Jeffrey, and the breaking news is that P.J. Haggerty, who we were talking about with John just yesterday, like, how does Penny recover? How does he reload? And John said, you know what? Like, if you get someone like P.J. Haggerty, that's a good start. P.J. Haggerty from Tulsa has committed to Memphis, according to On3. He is a 6'3 freshman guard, averaged 21.5 points, 5.5 rebounds, 3.8 assists per game this season. It's one reason why I do always believe that Penny's going to get players. Got to wait for the games, but Penny is going to get
players. Did have 27 against the Tigers back on January.
All right. playing Writer Than Right Trivia, we bring Kevin Cerrito into the show. Kevin, how are you?
I'm doing great. Looking forward to Wear Your Pajama Night at FedEx Forum for the Tigers when PJ debuts.
You're on it.
I'm on it. I've got the promotions already. Yeah, I got the ideas. Call me if anyone needs me.
So, what else is happening in the world of fun games?
You missing it. It's a busy sports time of year. It's a busy wrestling weekend. Part of our prize pack today, we're giving away 901 wrestling tickets Saturday night at Black Lodge. They will be presenting the new 901 wrestling championship belt to Andy Mack. The 18-19 championship will be on the line in the main event. We got cousins fighting each other. It's a big show this Saturday night at Black Lodge. You can get your tickets now at 901wrestling.com, or you can win them right now as part of our triple prize. Is one of the largest prizes ever we've done, right, Jeffrey?
Indeed we do. We have, as mentioned, those club seat tickets to 901 Wrestling, as well as 4 tickets to the World Championship Hot Wing Contest and Festival. That's April the 20th, downtown at the River Garden Park, as well as 4 tickets where you can win them before you can buy them to the Smashing Pumpkins Bank Plus Amphitheater. Tickets will go on sale tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. September the 10th for that show at Bank Plus.
All right, who's our competitor? Who is our competitor?
We welcome Eric in Midtown to the program.
Eric, how are you?
Fine, sir. How are you doing?
Good. Well, best of luck. I'm going to turn matters over to Kevin.
So I was looking at the stats today, and Jeffrey hasn't lost since January 18th. He's lost one time this year, so he's 13-1 here on Writer Than Right Trivia on 92.9. And the last time he lost was when we did a special edition of Writer Than Right Trivia, when we did easy questions.
Yeah.
So today we're bringing back easy questions because the people want to hear Jeffrey lose on occasion. So here we go. Let's see if easy questions.
The other problem with easy questions, of course, is that if you miss one, you feel like a dope.
Yes.
So just calling it easy questions sets both of our fine competitors here, Jeffrey and Eric, up for failure.
But I want everyone to realize that does not mean that, right? These are easy questions for trivia teams. So you can have up to 8 players on trivia team around town. So somebody in that 8 knows the answer. Whether or not they know it, we'll find out. But all of our hosts collect what are the easiest questions at all of our trivia nights. We've got Kurt, Haley, Isaiah, Dom. They're all working tonight out at Southwind and Midtown, downtown, Carville. They're always collecting this data so we know what is the easiest and the hardest stuff. And this is what they said is some of the easiest stuff we've asked this year. So let's
fire
see.
Away.
I need something easy. All right.
All right, Eric. So you'll have a choice of 2 categories. Like always, whatever you don't choose will go to Jeffrey. If you miss one, he can steal from you for an extra point and vice versa. So that could be very important here. You want to go around the U.S. or around the world?
Around the U.S.
Around the U.S. Known for its large flowers, what is the state tree of Mississippi?
Magnolia?
That is correct.
And we're off.
We're off. Easy stuff here today. No current events. We'll get back to that next week. Around the world, what South American rainforest is said to be home to roughly 390 billion trees?
The Amazon?
The Amazon is correct.
Okay, these were easy.
We got a Cuse of football game coming. There's whoever gets the ball last.
These were easy. It is 1-1. Back to Eric.
Video games or board games?
Board games.
Board games. What is the only chess piece that can skip over other pieces, regardless of color? It can only capture the piece that it lands on. And I mean the chess piece here.
Great. The one game I don't play. Let's go king.
That is incorrect, Jeffrey. You have a steal.
All right. Read it one more time.
What is the only chess piece that can skip over other pieces regardless of color? It can only capture the piece that it lands on. Renaming the chess piece.
I'm gonna hold on.
Mike. No, you're not gonna steal. We're looking for knight. Knight was the answer there.
I'm glad I saved. I was thinking queen.
Chess.
I like to call it the horse. Yeah. That's the horse.
Right? The horse is the horse piece.
We're gonna call him the horse. We would have accepted the horse. Yes. Go ahead. It's still 1-1.
Video games for you, Jeffrey. What's the name of the round, puffy, pink video game character who can inhale enemies and steal their powers?
God. Is it Kirby?
It is Kirby. That is correct. Yeah. Kirby.
Really? I almost said Jigglypuff, and I'm like, oh, no, that's Pokemon.
that would have been a
2-1.
Decent guess.
Back to Eric.
Food or drink, Eric?
Oh, let's go food.
Food. Controversially, what is the only type of oil used at Five Guys?
Say that again?
What is the only type of oil used at Five Guys? It's somewhat controversial. That they only use this type of oil at Five Guys.
Peanut oil.
Peanut oil is correct.
There you go. They get it from those peanuts in the bottom and the they have out front. So it's tied up at two.
All over the floor.
Yeah.
Drink for you, Jeffrey. Mountain Dew Baja Blast is a variety that was created for what fast food chain?
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell is correct.
Nailed it. Just didn't even hesitate. 3-2.
Easy questions today here. These are some of the questions we've asked here in 2024 at Trivia Nights Around Town. Considered easy. Eric, do you want drama or comedy?
I need a good laugh. Comedy.
I'm going to give you a quote from a 2004 movie. You're going to tell me the movie. The quote, if you need anything, don't be shy. There are no rules in this house. I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom. Quote from what 2004 movie?
American Pie.
That is incorrect. Jeffrey, you have not stolen yet.
I don't. The guess I had was I'm not stealing.
Not
stealing. Yeah. The guess I had was Big Mama's House, but I think that's before 04.
No, this would be Mean Girls. This is Mean Girls. If you need anything, don't be shy. There are no rules. I'm a cool mom.
Okay, it's still 3-2, Jeffrey, and we're over to Jeffrey.
Jeffrey, drama. What classic 1990 film does the following quote come from? I'm going to give you a quote from a 1990s film. I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you, I make you laugh. 1990 film. Again, the quote, I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you, I make you laugh.
90s. God. What would have been like?
It's like quick on this one, Eric. You do have your steel left. If it is missed, or...
I don't know. I'm going to say like A Few Good Men.
That is incorrect, Eric. Do you know this film? Or do you want?
I'm going to say. I want to try to steal it. I'm going to go with Goodfellas.
You're going to go with the correct answer. It has been stolen.
Tied up. Woo.
That's tough.
Tied up, and now we go into overtime here, our playoff round.
Or do we have one more?
No, that's it, isn't it? Isn't that it? No,
yeah, it's time. Yeah, that was time. Before. Yeah.
So we're going to see. It's tied at 3.
It is.
Let me see how many. Eric, how many of your 3 do you want to wager? These are easy questions.
In for a pound, all of them.
All of them. Jeffrey?
Deuce.
Jeffrey's wagering 2. So if Eric gets this, it's over.
Risky wager here. It's a totally different strategy when we're doing easy questions.
Yeah.
I don't know what. We've got the category is single letters. So your answer is going to be a single letter for both of y'all. We're going to start with Eric, I'm guessing. Or
yep, start with Eric.
Do you want question A or B, Eric?
Eric, A or B?
A.
Question A. In American Sign Language, extending just a pinky finger without any extra motions represents what letter?
Let's go with the letter A.
I'm sorry, that is not correct. What a finish, though.
Jeffrey, do you want to steal? You can still steal. You can still steal.
Is that Y?
Sounds somewhere, but it's I.
I. Kind of looks like an I if you stop and think about it. So right now it's 3-0, but Jeffrey, people get mad if we don't finish the game. So we got to ask Jeffrey his letter question.
Well, Jeffrey, he hasn't stolen. Jeffrey can miss. I don't know.
No, he did steal.
We could end up in a tie.
No, Eric got Goodfellas. He already stole.
Oh, he did.
Oh, you're right. You're right. We still got to finish this. We got to finish. Play the last.
Which letter?
Echo of the whistle.
What letter that does not appear in its name at all is used for the abbreviation of potassium on the periodic table?
K.
Oh my God.
Jeffrey, K. Pick the wrong one.
Jeffrey,
oh my
God. K. Eric, you've been vanquished 5-0, but it really was closer than that. We all know it was closer than that. Jeffrey, are you giving him the
absolutely.
Prize?
Eric played honorably. That was all right. A great match.
Eric, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Have a good
thank
time.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Kevin, how do people figure out where you're going to be?
Go to CerritoEntertainment.com. You can find out trivia. We're playing trivia on Wednesdays and Thursday nights all over the Memphis area. If you thought that these questions were easy, that means every night there's going to be some stuff that you know. So come on out and play with us. It's always free and tons of fun.
All right. Back in a moment. We got to take a break. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
And paid for by AG Marketing Group. Attention timeshare owners. If you need to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, please listen to the following message. Getting out of a timeshare commitment is not easy, and it takes time. But we specialize in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares forever. Can't get the vacation dates that work for you? Maybe you felt taken advantage of or forced into the timeshare? Maybe you just can't continue to shoulder those monthly payments any longer. If you need to eliminate your timeshare commitment, then you need to take down this number. 800-858-0815. We will safely and legally get rid of your timeshare payments forever, all with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't continue to let your timeshare be a financial burden to you and your loved ones. Call us now at 800-858-0815. The call is free. The consultation is free. Call 800-858-0815. That's 800-858-0815. Again, 800-858-0815.
Welcome to spring with a delicious lunch at Owen Brennan's. Enjoy the spinach salad with spiced walnuts, cranberries, blue cheese, and cranberry sage vinaigrette. Or the iconic muffuletta, layered with mortadella, salami, provolone, and olive relish on a sesame bun. Serving lunch weekdays from 11 to 4.
Hey, you. Day's warming up. Looking like spring. And at New Balance Memphis, we've got the thing. What pops and what's fresh? Check the selects. Come together at New Balance Memphis at Poplar and 240 across from Cadillac of Memphis. New Balance Memphis, we got now.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, I'm Jay Gaddis with James Gaddis Jewelers. Are you looking to pop the question but don't know where to start? Come by Memphis's premier family-owned jewelry store, where we specialize in crafting dreams into reality. From dazzling diamonds to exquisite engagement rings, from modern fashion to one-of-a-kind custom creations as unique as your love, we have it all. Come visit us today on Poplar Avenue in East Memphis near Mendenhall, and let us help you find the perfect gift to celebrate life's extraordinary moments at James Gaddis Jewelers, your family jeweler.
Hey, it's Jeff Calkins. You know when people ask if you have a good dentist to recommend? Well, I have a great dentist. It's Mehdi Sadeghi at the Smile Center. I've been going to the Smile Center for years now. My three boys all go there too. Mehdi is skilled, he's cheerful, and has always found time when emergencies arise. I honestly couldn't imagine a better dentistry practice than the Smile Center. It's where I send all my friends. So if you're looking for a great dentist, go where my family goes. The Smile Center is conveniently located in Germantown, or you can check them out online at smilecentermemphis.com.
ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the huge sports moments this spring. The exclusive sports book of ESPN has it all, including exclusive
offers and promotions from Scott Van Pelt and Stephen A. Smith. From playoff intensity to getting on the links or out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play. Must be 21 or older and in Tennessee. For problem gambling support, call or text the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The new $1.99 crispy tender wraps at Sonic come with a whole lot of tender love and chicken in bold flavors like hickory barbecue and cheesy Baja. For a limited time, only at Sonic.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Why should you hire the largest injury firm in the world for your injury case? Let me count the ways. Your case will be handled by your lawyer, a paralegal, and a case manager who's always in the office for you when your lawyer's in court. There's also a 24-hour hotline if you ever have a question or a problem. We've collected over $20 billion and won a lot. Injured? The choice is easy. Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Once again, with everything going on in the world of sports right now, to wager on, baseball's cranked up, got NBA, NHL. Another week of the NCAA tournament, and over at FanDuel, all you have to do is have a winning $5 bet if you're a new user. Just win that first bet for $5, a measly $5, and you get $200 in bonus bets plunked into your account. FanDuel is, of course, America's number one sports book. It's safe and secure. You get your money fast. All you have to do is go to FanDuel.com/Calkins, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, C-A-L-K-I-N-S. That is the promo code, Calkins. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789. So I think the big news of the day, Jeffrey, that is actually dropped while we have been on the air is the news about the University of Memphis, Tulsa transfer guard P.J. Haggerty, who is the most rankings have him among the players in the portal, you know, one or two or three.
Sure.
Like he's the real deal. Averaged 21.5 points a game for Tulsa this year. And he has, according to On3, verbally committed to Memphis. Now, you can't sign yet, so all you can do is verbally commit. I think the signing day is 17th, is when you can sign. But listen, you're sitting here worrying about Kyle Sharenfant. I still think it's good to have continuity, right?
Oh, yeah.
But this idea that how's Penny going to get more good players after the year they just had? He seems to still be able to get good players.
Yes, and I do think one key difference this year is it seems like recruiting is quieter. I think that is by design. And so I think maybe because of that, there's not as the, oh, man, they're in on this guy, they're in on that guy. Like, you know, I think that maybe that
might... I mean, he is a tremendous get, and we will acknowledge that and applaud that and celebrate it. And I will tell you, it's why when John... I'm having debates with John. I believe they're going to make the tournament next year. I believe that when I had no idea who was on the roster, because they made it two of the last 3 years. This last year was a disaster for all the reasons we know, but Penny gets players. So the difference is he could bring in Caitlin Clark and people are still going to say, I want to see it. You right. know what I mean? Like in the end,
correct.
You can bring in whoever you want to bring in this year and there is still going to be a certain amount of show me. And that already existed from the national perspective. We saw that at the start of Net last year when they had the start that they had and they weren't ranked in the top 25. And we talked about, this narrative outside of Memphis about this program is they don't believe. And partly they don't believe because of what happened under Josh. And partly they don't believe because the early years of Penny. And, well, now that skepticism that was once national, or at least that need to, I want to see it, It's going to exist here as well. And honestly, like, here's the damnedest thing. It may exist throughout the entire season next year.
Sure.
Because they didn't fall apart till the conference season.
One thing I do think is good about adding PJ is he was just a freshman this year. He started at TCU
and then went to Tulsa. You're, no, you're
right. He's a multi-year transfer.
Not a senior who, this is his last year. I think you're right. I think that's a different kind of transfer. I mean, it's what we're seeing right now at UConn too, right? You know, they've had, yes, they have some transfers, but some of their transfers have been in the program for 2-3 years, right? So, hope springs eternal. The portal taketh, the portal giveth, the portal that giveth, the portal taketh away, all of that stuff. And so that is big news for the University of Memphis. And hopefully we'll, now we can turn our attention to towards next year and away from everything that went wrong this past year. So some really good news on a Thursday. Jeffrey, what is coming up next on 92.9?
Here's what's coming up next.
Here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Drew Hill joins their program. Eric Hasenstein, Jason Smith will join us on Giannotto and Jeffrey. Jeff, of course, with Gabe at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening. We got to get out. We got to get out of here. We will be back tomorrow for an hour.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, celebrating a legacy of sports as the flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers talk. Always live on the Odyssey app and on smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-6812. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-6812. That's 800-575-6812. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
You're in hot water, mister.
What'd I do?
I told you months ago our utility bills were getting higher because of that old outdated tank water heater.
Maybe it's time we finally switched to a Navien tankless.
Learn about Navien's high-efficiency tankless water heaters, endless hot water, all while helping you save on your energy costs.
Hey, look at this. Our utility bill is lower since we got the Navien tankless water heater.
Who's in hot water now?
We are, all the time.
Learn more at tanklessmadesimple.com.
Say goodbye to busted brackets because FanDuel lets you bet on every game of the tourney. Whether you're betting on a big upset or a one seed, it's time to go dancing on America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers can get $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So bet on that big favorite and laugh to the bank. That's $200 to use on point spreads, money lines, and you can even pick who's going to win it all. Just visit FanDuel.com/GabeK. That's G-A-B-E-K. Again, G-A-B-E-K. And bet on college hoops until they cut down the nets. You must be 21 plus and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire just 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. And if you have a gambling problem, call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
Hey, Howie, what's going on at the Robert Irwin Jewelers Diamond Showroom on Perkins Extended this Saturday?
The 6-hour 60% off sale.
60% off? You mean up to 60% off?
No, let me clear this up. It's not up to. It is 60% off. Between the hours of 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. this Saturday, you could get 60% off anything that's in our showcases.
This Saturday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.